Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're keeping a close eye on the events in France today, but we're also going to take a quick look now at some TV news. Networks are gearing up for summer programming and the Emmys. Nominations were announced this week, and HBO dominated again. 94 nominations, the most of any network for the 16th straight year. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
So last year, HBO had 126 nominations. This year, I guess they got downgraded to 94. But what does it mean for the network in September during the ceremony?
Tough times at HBO, right? They have the two shows that got the most Emmy nominations in their category. So the most nominated drama was Game of Thrones. The most nominated comedy was Veep, both on HBO, both part of their Sunday lineup. They're in a good spot right now. I think they're going to be successful come September. The question is a new programming. Is the new programming going to be able to reach the same heights as these other shows, which have a few years on them?
Well, let's talk about that, because there are a lot of people who don't know what to do with themselves on a Sunday night now that Game of Thrones is over. There are a couple of options, though. Vice Principals and Ballers, they're both comedies. Could you tell us about those?
Sure. So these are the shows that are basically stepping up to take the place of Veep and Silicon Valley on Sunday nights on HBO. Ballers debuted last year. It features Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He plays an NFL player who's decided to become a financial consultant. And then Vice Principals is this sort of crass, in-your-face, very profane comedy about these two vice principals who are knuckleheads who want to be principal and unfortunately are passed over for the job. So they decide to try and join forces to unseat the woman who actually got the job.
All right, let's hear a little bit from Ballers. Here's Dwayne Johnson, who plays a former football star, as you mentioned. In this clip, he's going back and forth with Andy Garcia, who's part of the competition. And here, Dwayne Johnson jokes about being confused with another famous actor.
Are you Vin Diesel?
No, I'm bigger and better looking.
Vin, come on, stop playing with him. Yeah, this is Vin Diesel. I'm Bruce Willis.
So, Eric, again, Ballers is considered a comedy, but actually I've seen some of it, and it's a pretty dark take on life after football.
A lot of shows nowadays are riding this fine line between drama and comedy, and Ballers kind of does that. And it's interesting to see Dwayne Johnson kind of step up and really, inhabit that space really well. So he was with Rob Corddry, who you may recognize from The Daily Show and Children's Hospital. And I think because it's about sports and because it airs during the summer, people have kind of slept on this show.
Yeah.
But I thought it was one of the best summer series of last year, and I think it continues in that vein this year.
Well, you've got to think that HBO is considering its next generation of programming, life after Game of Thrones, life after Veep, even though those series aren't over yet. Where do these two shows fit into the future of the network?
So they have a show called The Night Of, and it's a crime drama. It's gotten rave reviews. It was originally developed by James Gandolfini, who used to be in The Sopranos, and now James Turturro has taken over that role after he died. Yeah. And then they have some new shows. They're doing a reboot of the movie Westworld that's been long delayed, that's finally going to come to fruition this fall. They have a woman named Issa Rae, who had a web series called Awkward Black Girl. She's got a comedy called Insecure that's also been delayed a lot, but is finally going to see the light of day. These are some big swings, and they need at least one or two of these shows to work out. This is their incubator, so we'll get a real good look at what their future is going to look like at the end of the year.
Okay, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.